second ride. Yeah, hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8 second ride.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Senate Republicans filibustering today and sinking a bipartisan border and foreign aid bill. Now the Biden administration is warning that money for immigration law enforcement will run out if Congress doesn't pass a border bill soon. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
ICE would be forced to reduce its removal operations, its total detention capacity, and more.
Jean-Pierre saying that House Speaker Johnson and congressional Republicans should be held accountable. The latest ceasefire deal proposed by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar was rejected by the Israeli prime minister. But Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Israel says all sides should keep working.
As we're defining the path forward, including the pathway to a Palestinian state.
U.S. officials say the commander of an Iran-backed militia was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. They say he was among those responsible for attacks on U.S. forces in the region. This is ABC News. In Las Vegas, the NFL holding a Super Bowl security press conference today. An official said there was no known credible threat concerning this Sunday's big match. Karen Ransom, special agent in charge at the U.S. Secret Service Las Vegas field office, and the federal coordinator for this year's Super Bowl.
There are more than 750 personnel from various federal agencies assisting the city of Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58, both virtually and on site.
A federal judge here in New York City denied former President Trump's motion for a mistrial following Trump's conviction for defaming E. Jean Carroll. Trump's attorney, Alina Haba, moved for a mistrial after Carroll testified she deleted some messages she received threatening to kill her. Judge Lewis Kaplan said Carroll's testimony should have been no surprise since she had given sworn testimony to the same general effect a year before the trial. Trump was found liable of defaming Carroll in 2019 when he denied her rape claim. The jury awarded $83.3 million. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, lows of 39, southeast winds 10 to 15, and mostly cloudy. Mostly cloudy Thursday, light scattered showers likely. Also, thunderstorms possible in the afternoon, highs of 57, south winds 15 to 25, gusts as high as 30. It is 46 degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. One of Wisconsin's U.S. senators is ready to kill a bipartisan negotiated bill dealing with border security and immigration. At a Tuesday press conference, Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson spoke out against the legislation.
It codifies an awful lot that we don't want. It normalizes thousands of people a day.
Johnson is among a group of GOP senators arguing the deal is too soft on illegal immigration, adding that President Joe Biden already has everything he needs to shore up border security. Wisconsin's Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin is supporting the bill, praising its bipartisanship and actionable solutions. Wisconsin lawmakers are taking steps to stop artificial intelligence from influencing this year's elections. Deepfake images and voices are already creeping into political ads around the country. Wisconsin lawmakers don't want it to happen here. Representative Adam Nealon tells WISN-TV's Up Front a bill to label AI in political ads has bipartisan support.
I think it's very important that people be able to trust what they see and what they hear, and that's why we want to have a simple disclaimer on the campaign ad so people know when artificial intelligence is being used. This isn't a Republican issue, this isn't a Democratic issue, this is an issue that affects everybody, and that's why we wanted to make it a broad coalition and earn that bipartisan support and make sure that it's signed by the governor.
The bill would impose a $1,000 fine for violations. More funding for the IRS this year means more services and better support for Wisconsinites. The IRS is expanding services to taxpayers this year. Spokesman Christopher Miller says the agency has added more staff to handle calls on its helpline.
We're expanding our customer callback feature, designed to significantly reduce wait times on the phone.
The agency also added more programs on its website to assist taxpayers.
We're enhancing the IRS online account tool to include chat. We're including the option to schedule or cancel future payments, revise payment plans, and even save bank account information.
There are even options if you don't like talking over the phone.
The IRS is expanding in-person service to taxpayers by meeting with them where they are, by opening or reopening taxpayer assistance centers in local communities across the country.
You can find out more and file your taxes online at irs.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says nearly 2,000 employees are set to be laid off this year, primarily in healthcare. Over 75% of the jobs alone are in western Wisconsin. Other layoffs include at Energizer, which is closing plants in Fenimore and Portage, as well as layoffs at manufacturers in Eau Claire, a design studio in Madison, and a customer service center in Milwaukee. Over 6,700 people were laid off in Wisconsin in 2023, according to the DWD. Secretary Blumenfeld has announced that the Wisconsin Help for Homeowners program, funded by the Homeowners Assistance Fund, established under the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, will close applications on March 8th. Since launching in March 2022, WHH has provided close to $70 million in assistance statewide to help prevent foreclosure through mortgage, tax, and utility payments, as well as housing counseling. Over 8,600 Wisconsin households in all 72 counties have received an average of $8,438 in assistance, and the program continues to provide up to $40,000 in financial help for homeowners facing pandemic-related financial hardship. The Wisconsin Help for Homeowners program is administered by the Wisconsin Department of Administration in partnership with the Wisconsin Community Action Program Association and Take Root Wisconsin. Applications are being accepted until 11:59 Friday night, March 8th. Benefits will be paid to the extent that funding remains available and financial assistance is not guaranteed. Get information about how to apply by calling 855-2-HOME-WI or visit homeownerhelp.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages anyone considering hunting for the first time in 2024 to enroll in a hunter education course now before courses begin filling up in spring. As part of the program, hunter education graduates receive a certificate accepted in every U.S. state, Canada, and Mexico. Anyone born on or after January 1, 1973 must have a hunter education certification to purchase a hunting license unless hunting under the mentored hunting law. The DNR offers multiple hunter education course options and locations, so hunters can choose the best format for how and where they'd like to learn. More than 20,000 people take hunter education courses in Wisconsin each year, making early enrollment important for anyone interested in taking a class. In a traditional course, students attend a multi-day in-person course where students learn hunter responsibility and safety through lectures, demonstrations, group discussions, practical exercises, and individual study. The students then take a multiple-choice exam and complete a hands-on, skills-based assessment based on information found in the printed student manual and taught during class. For the Internet Plus Field Day course, students must enroll in an in-person field day course and then complete the online portion before attending the field day. Upon completing the online course, students will receive a field day voucher, which is required to participate in the in-person field day course they enrolled in. Students will reinforce what they learned online through hands-on safe firearm handling demonstrations from experienced hunters and practical exercises. The students then take a multiple-choice exam and complete hands-on, skills-based assessment. An online-only course for those 18 and older has the same general content as the other course options, but is entirely online. Students work through online units, take multiple-choice quizzes, and take a final multiple-choice exam. This course is specifically for students with prior hunting or firearms handling experience. Search for upcoming courses in your area through your Go Wild account. The man convicted of killing his mother in Dodgeville in the summer of 2021 is sentenced to life in prison. 52-year-old Eric Way was sentenced yesterday and will not have the option for supervised release, according to the Department of Justice. Way's brother, Philip Schmidt Way, was also found guilty of the murder and will be sentenced later this year. According to a release, the mother of the two men had agreed to sell their family farm, which Schmidt Way would have inherited with her death. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said that the sentence was appropriate given the nature of the crime. The Richland County Highway Department will not be posting weight restrictions to any county roads at this time. Due to current conditions of the county roads, it was determined not to post them. Some townships have posted weight restrictions on town roads. The town of Henrietta has posted weight restrictions on all town roads, and the town of Ithaca will begin weight restrictions on all town roads Friday. The Richland County Highway Department will continue to monitor county road conditions for possible posting in the future. The Vernon County Health Department will be offering wellness screenings to the public. The screening includes checking cholesterol and blood sugar levels, as well as an assessment of blood pressure and discussion of risk factors for heart disease. The aim of these screenings is to promote heart health awareness and provide individuals with the opportunity to monitor their cholesterol levels affordably. High cholesterol is a significant risk factor for cardiovascular diseases such as heart attacks and strokes. Detecting cholesterol levels early on and managing them can greatly reduce the risk of developing these conditions. In addition to the cholesterol screenings, participants may receive informational materials on maintaining a heart-healthy diet and smoking cessation if needed. Vernon County Health Department will be offering screenings the second Thursday morning of the month from 7:30 to 10:30. A $10 donation is requested, but not required. For more information regarding the wellness screening program, visit the Vernon County website, or for assistance in making an appointment, contact the Vernon County Health Department by phone at 608-637-5251. Today's winner of $75 in the RCHS Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Todd Schwingel of Blue River on ticket number 272.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66 of Lime Ridge, died Sunday at home after a cancer adventure. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. James Patrick, Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa, died Thursday at her home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at Just One Bar and Grill in Reedsburg. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson, died Saturday at Alden Estates of Jefferson. Friends may call Sunday from 2 to 4 at the Olson Gibson Funeral Home in Jefferson. Friends may also call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 11 to 1. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Hope E. Conkle, 78, of Jefferson. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Monday from 4 to 6. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We've seen it all today. A little reminder that it's still winter, as temperatures this morning were below freezing, but we had to battle fog that lingered through late morning. Then the sun came out and the temperatures rose mild, hitting highs in the upper 40s. Clouds are thickening tonight and will stay mostly cloudy overnight and mild. In fact, low temperatures only fall to the low 40s. That's thanks to a southeast wind that becomes quite feisty overnight, gusting up to 15 miles per hour, and cranks up tomorrow with gusts to near 35 miles per hour. All of those winds are going to be surging in high temperatures that will tap into the mid-50s, and that will likely break record high temperatures for tomorrow. Currently, it's 53 degrees, set back in 1925. With all the warmth and all the commotion of the storm, there's actually a chance for thunderstorms. Yeah, so don't be surprised if you hear some claps of thunder, especially by late afternoon. As the low pressure exits off to the east, we continue to stay breezy even into Friday. However, still unseasonably mild, highs will climb into the mid-40s, and more sun will peek out. Pretty good way to enter the weekend, right? Well, keep in mind this weekend it's going to be a lot cooler. Highs only climb into the mid-30s. Saturday we'll have some breezy, crisp winds that'll be knocking that back to feeling more like the low 30s. But by Sunday, we'll see some more sun. Sunshine, still cooler though, and highs try to flirt with the 40s by next week. But there's also a chance of snow showers too, and some sunshine. We've got it all. It's Wisconsin weather, so stay tuned. I will say that temperatures look to stay above average through the middle of the month, and as we close out the month, they return back to normal, with a bit more active jet stream as well. So we'll see how much more snow we can get. Until then, enjoy the rest of your evening. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a cloudy 45 degrees. 47 was our high today. Our morning low was 32. Yesterday, we saw a high of 52 and no precipitation. A record high for this day was set in 1987 at 51, while a record low 22 below was set in 1967. Last year on this day, our high was 44, our low 27. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:09. No precipitation today. The barometer holding steady for the moment at 29.93. And we have light easterly winds. Again, it's 45 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Badgers are in Michigan tonight to try and snap a two-game Big Ten conference losing streak. The Wolverines are appearing on the schedule at a good time for Wisconsin. They've lost 9 of 11 conference games. The Badgers program hasn't been known for its offense this year, but this year is different. KenPom.com ranks Coach Greg Gard's team 9th in offensive efficiency, and if that pace is maintained, it will go down as the third best reading in the program's history dating back to 1999. That action will get underway pregame time right now on the air over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7 or by live using your Civic Media app. It's with a tip-off time of 6 o'clock. Also, the Packers have signed a new linebackers coach, Anthony Campanelli. He has held the same position with the Miami Dolphins for the last 4 years. Reports indicate Campanelli was being interviewed by several teams looking to fill defensive coordinator slots. He will also help as defensive run game coordinator, a weakness for Green Bay in recent seasons. His job in Miami has been taken by former Packer defensive coordinator Joe Barry.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Alex Grinch says his disappointing tenure as Southern California's defensive coordinator the last 2 seasons has given him even more incentive as he begins his new job as Wisconsin's safeties coach and co-defensive coordinator. Grinch was fired at USC with 2 games left in the 2023 regular season. Grinch now fills a vacancy at Wisconsin that was created when 2023 safeties coach Colin Hitchler left to join Alabama. Also, the underdog Kansas City Chiefs are playing for history against the San Francisco 49ers. No team has been the underdog in consecutive Super Bowls and won both games. The 2 previous defending champions to return as an underdog both lost, but the Chiefs had been defying the odds throughout the postseason. They were underdogs in victories at Buffalo and Baltimore. Now they've got to do it again to become the first repeat champions in 19 years. The 49ers are 2.5-point favorites on Sunday, according to FanDuel's sportsbook. They're quite familiar with the role, having been favored to win each game this season. Also in WRCO Sports, Tiger Woods has been pointing to Rivera for his 2024 debut. He made it official with a statement on X saying he looks forward to being a playing host next week at the Genesis Invitational. The tournament he hosts is another $20 million signature event. Woods will be playing on a sponsor exemption. Riviera is among the best courses on tour, but it has confounded Woods. He has played it 12 times as a pro without winning, the most of any course on the PGA Tour. Woods hasn't played at a PGA Tour event since the Masters because of ankle surgery. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Why should you join us at Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about our modern equipment or our great exercise classes or even our comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. Hi, this is Tracy, and if you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex are just for young people, it's time to rethink that old notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle reserve and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also benefit your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety, as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8522, or visit us at simonsrec.com to see how we can help you retain your quality of life.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Walsh's Ace has a full-service small engine shop. Right now, you can get all your small engine serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Your chainsaw, snowblower, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians, giving you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale, and pickup and delivery services available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Wednesday, hogs were mixed, soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein, enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling, probably at least a little bit of speculative pressure in there as well. There was better than expected rain in Argentina this week, with more in the forecast over the next couple of weeks. Brazil's harvest is ongoing, as is their control of the export market. March beans were down 10.5 at 11.89. May was 10.75 lower at 11.97.5. March bean meal was down $7.60 at 351.20. March soybean oil is up 82 points at 46.76. Corn was down, watching development weather in Argentina and the second crop planting pace in Brazil. The USDA and CONAB will release their updated production projections on Thursday. March was down 4.5 for corn at 434 and a quarter, and May was 4 lower at 446 and a half. And wheat was mixed, consolidating ahead of the USDA numbers and another round of precipitation later this week in the Plains and the Midwest. Russia's prices have moved lower over the past few days, adding to their leverage over world wheat business. USDA's weekly export sales numbers are also out Thursday. March Chicago was up 7 at 602. March Kansas City was down a quarter at 618 and a quarter. March Minneapolis wheat was 3 higher at 696 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were lower, waiting for this week's direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. April live was down $1.27 at $184.80. June was 92 lower at $182.20. March feeders were down $1.12 at $245.55. April feeders were 50 cents lower at $251.20. And hogs were mixed, adjusting spreads while monitoring domestic and export demand. April lean was down 15 at $81.10. The June contract was up 37 at $95.57. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Incoming!
Don't worry, it's not raining elephants. That's just the sound of Dairyland Seed delivering our strongest silage lineup ever. Again, get ready for even better trait quality, even greater tonnage potential, and even more milk per acre. See how Dairyland Seed silage outperformed the competition in your area at showmethesilageyield.com. That's showmethesilageyield.com.
For more than 50 years, farmers have tuned in to listen to Brownfield Market News on their local radio stations. Today, Brownfield's in-depth market information is available on multiple platforms. Viewers can sign up for Brownfield's weekly Commodity Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Tuesday afternoons. Visit previous programs or submit questions for the next show by visiting Weekly Commodity Market Update at brownfieldagnews.com.
More.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Wednesday. Bids did surface in Nebraska at $280 stressed. Asking prices were floated in the South at $182 plus live. Significant trade volume looks to be holding out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef closed higher on good demand for solid offerings. Choice up 91 cents at $294.98. Select closed 82 cents higher at $285.42. Estimated cattle slaughter was 126,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs were higher. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 92 cents with a weighted average of 66.37. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of 67.02, and the Eastern Corn Belt closed 461 higher with a weighted average of 64.93. Pork values were lower, down 224 at 83.99. And estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and up about 6,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News headlines. A federal court in Arizona has vacated the Environmental Protection Agency's registrations of dicamba-based weed killers from 2020, halting its use. The judge ruled the EPA did not follow the FIFRA notice and unlawfully approved dicamba for over-the-top use on dicamba-tolerant soybeans and cotton. The products affected are Bayer's Xtendimax, BASF's Ingenia, and Syngenta's Tavium. More news next on Brownfield.
So I wanted to talk with you and your mom today, Lily, because some people at school have noticed changes going on with you, and we're concerned.
Like what? Who?
Some of your friends, teachers. It sounds like you've lost interest in a lot of things lately. You're hanging with new friends.
So?
So, individually, maybe those things are no big deal, but taken together, and then the incident the other day, you were with Derek when he was caught selling marijuana.
Yeah, he was selling it.
Honey, we know, but we care about you and want to know what's going on.
That's right. We just want to understand better and see how we might help. And if weed is a part of it, we just want to make sure you understand the negative consequences for someone your age, the physical and mental health effects, poor decision-making, and the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
American Soybean Association Government Affairs Director Virginia Houston says she's concerned about how the elections might impact progress on a new farm bill.
There are concerns, of course, of the farm bill becoming a political football, much as we saw in 2016 with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That had good momentum to being passed, and then that became a talking point in the debate, and all of a sudden it failed. And we don't want to see that happen with the farm bill.
U.S. ethanol production and stocks both climbed higher last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,033,000 barrels a day, up 42,000 on the week and 33,000 on the year. Ethanol stocks were reported at 24.8 million gallons, an increase of 509,000 from the previous week and 362,000 from a year ago. And ethanol exports ended 2023 on a strong note. The Renewable Fuels Association says December's ethanol exports of 155.6 million gallons were up 34% from November. Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. You have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Managing soil pH to maintain high yields. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Brand Seed on Brownfield. Too often, farmers forget that soil pH can impact soybean yield potential. In this Managing for Profit, we check in with Todd Vods, a Channel technical agronomist who reminds farmers that soil pH is actually a big factor in yield success. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game.
Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
At Bayer, we think farmers have made enough trade-offs. That's why we created VT4 Pro with RNAi technology, so you don't have to choose between yield potential or our widest spectrum of insect protection. You get both. And you're even protected against notorious pests like corn earworm and corn rootworm. Visit VT4Pro.com to trait up without the trade-offs. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2023 Bayer Group, all rights reserved.
Soil pH is often overlooked when it comes to fertility management. Todd Votz, a Channel technical agronomist, says it shouldn't be.
Annual soil testing, extremely important to be able to know what your pH is across your different soil types. And then, managing that pH, and most crops like that pH anywhere from mid-6, 6.3, 6.4, 6.5, up to 6.7. And then generally as we get, in the low 6s to 5s, that's where we start to get some challenges uptaking some nutrients.
He tells Brownfield some farmers may consider micronutrients to help boost soybean production.
When we get into our high yield soybean production scenarios, and I think looking at some micronutrients can certainly be something to look at. Personally, from my own opinion, I think within soybean production, we have a lot of other factors that we have to address first, and whether that's soil pH or whether that's, phosphorus, potassium, a lot of disease management. And then as we get into those, if we get those under control, managed well, and then looking at, micronutrients or, whether it's foliar fertilization, things like that can come into play to kind of help you get to that next step as far as reading, obtaining some higher yield levels in that sense.
He tells Brownfield if farmers have questions, Channel Seed Pros can help.
First and foremost, our seed pros are local. They know what the local, field conditions are. And whether you have, higher organic matter soils, lower, if you're irrigated, non-irrigated, if you have higher pH soils, lower pH soils, east to west and so forth, they know locally what's recommended. And particularly knowing our varieties that we have and being able to maximize the yield of those varieties, again, whether it's based on disease selection or if you're that grower that has everything pretty well set, being able to push those soybean yields to the next level. And again, maintaining that fertility.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Brand Seed on Brownfield.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call Barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
The Wisconsin Farm Center offers mental health services and resources to Wisconsin farmers and their families, including counseling services provided by licensed mental health professionals through telecounseling, counseling vouchers, and the 24/7 Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-800-942-2474. This message in support of farm families is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365, with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is this weekend at the Richland Center Community Center. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 8 to 3. The PRSA Gun Show is recognized as a quality event with up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Boy Scouts will have concessions. Admission is $5 with 12 and under free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association looks forward to seeing you Friday and Saturday at the PRSA Spring Gun Show at the Community Center in Richland Center.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's 19 minutes away from 6 o'clock as we move along into the evening hours. As I mentioned, though, a little while back during sports, right now over on WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7, and also live online, you can hear the Badger men's basketball game as they're on the road tonight. So that'll be getting underway, 6 o'clock tip-off time. Also, coming up tonight, Hill Country Classic Power Meeting at 8 o'clock at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Here's a little hit right now by Rhett Atkins, I Break for Brunettes.
Wonder that I ever get anywhere on coffee in my coffee cup. Got a 12-hour shift that I'm staring down. Loan at the bank for a piece of ground, and it's due. I do it all for you. Sometimes I wanna point these wheels out west, pack up my truck and drive straight into the sunset. But there's a green-eyed girl that keeps me grounded. Wasn't looking for love, but thank God I found it. So I keep punching that clock, making all these dreams come true. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you. There was a time or two when I didn't think that we'd make it. And I'll be damned if I let that small town talk come true. From the highs and the lows, the ups and downs, no money in the bank, but somehow we make it through. I do it all. But there's a green-eyed girl that keeps me grounded. Wasn't looking for love, but thank God I found it. So I keep punching that clock, making all these dreams come true. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you. Making all these dreams come true. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you. Yeah, it's a hard life, but it's easy loving you.
Sitting on the hand of a girl in love, perfect 15 like a million bucks. Sitting on the hand of a girl in love. Perfect 15 carat. It's duller than dirt if the heart don't win. Three little words, it'll knock you blind. Don't love make a diamond shine. Don't love make a diamond shine.
Don't love make a diamond shine. We'll have to see what the weather brings tomorrow. Could be kind of a flip of a coin. Warm temperatures on one hand, rain, and even possibly some thunderstorms on the other hand. Ugh. But highs could be as high as 57. Also, a bit windy. South winds 15 to 25, gust as high as 30. So, well, if it doesn't thunderstorm and it's just rain, you know, then, you know, it's not too bad. Seeing some lightning out there, well, that wouldn't be super welcoming. Hopefully it stays warm enough, though. Would hate to see that cool down and freeze. Right now, we're at 45 as we hear from Charlie Pride.
There's a place they call the bottom, and friends, I've been there once or twice. It's dark down there and lonely. When something's missing in your life. Tonight I thought I'd had enough. When I heard a voice say, don't give up. That whisper had an old familiar ring. I didn't see the angel, but I found comfort of her wing. Daddy, oh, I never knew the reason I was looking for a halo. He was looking in her eyes. She was always there to guide me with all the love her gentle hands could bring. I didn't see the angel, but I felt the comfort of her wings. Now I'm looking back in time to a young man stumbling through her kitchen door. How mama kept on praying when she couldn't tell me more. I'd wake up in my bed again. I guess she must have tucked me in. I can't remember much of anything. I didn't see the angel, but I felt the comfort of her wing. Daddy always called her angel. I never knew the reason why I was looking for a halo. He was looking in her eyes. She was always there to guide me with all the love her gentle hands could bring. I didn't see the angel, but I felt the comfort of her wings. Now that the Lord's made her an angel, I feel the comfort of her wings.
Some block getting rubbed around your body. Oh yeah. Too hot, dive in. Take a little swim, float around out in the water. Oh, what do you say? We'll stay all day right here where the sun sets on tan lines, footprints on love tides.
staying in for the night. Immortal tale, combo drinks on and drunk. It's all good, it's all right, just getting high on a salt life. Palm trees start to feel the ease of a beer buzz, and I like it a little too much. And all I wanna do is stay right here with you. And baby, so get up, oh, don't you love days it ain't like this, where the sun sets on tan lines, footprints on love. Walk band plugging in for the night. Party boats are tying up, and combo drinks are getting drunk. It's all good, it's all right, just getting high on a salt ride. Yeah. On a salt ride. Yeah. Beach bums, party flip flops, no TikTok on a snowbird's watch. Never stops, it never stops, it never stops. Where the sun sets on tan lines, footprints on low tides, boardwalk band plugging in for the night. Yeah, party boats are tying up, and combo drinks are getting drunk. It's all good, it's all right, just getting high on a salt line. Feels so good to live a salt life.